Hey folks, Scott Weingart here, and this is an MCRIT Wii. So, there was a late-breaking trial at the American Heart Association Scientific Assembly called the Moppet Trial. M-O-P-E-T-T. And that stands for Moderate Pulmonary Embolism Treated with Thrombolysis, the Moppet Trial. It's by Mohsen Sharifi, and he's out of Arizona. And this is a very interesting trial. What they did is they took patients with what they call moderate PE. And what they mean by that is the hemodynamically stable patient with signs of right ventricular failure, whether that be echo, BNP, or troponin. And they took those patients and they randomized them to either control, which is just a Lovenox or heparin, or half-dose TPA. So instead of the 100 milligrams, they'd get 50 milligrams of TPA, 10 milligrams up front, and then 40 milligrams over the next 2 hours. And their rationale for this is that the full dose TPA may be associated with complications, and the half dose would have less complications. Now, their primary endpoint was pulmonary hypertension at 28 months. Really an interesting endpoint here. Super important, because we don't know if in these patients we prevent mortality. We don't know if this saves lives, though it probably does, though you need a much bigger study. But what we have all theorized is that you're going to eliminate pulmonary cripples. These patients whose PE just rots there and eventually they wind up with pulmonary hypertension, they can't walk down the street, they can't play sports, their life is significantly affected by the PE. And we've always contended that in these patients, you should lyse them to avoid that, especially if they're young. And that's what this trial showed. The rates at 28 months in the treatment group, the half-dose thrombolytic group, was 16%. In the control group, 57%. Huge! 41% absolute risk reduction for pulmonary hypertension. And when you talk about a combined endpoint they also looked at, which was pulmonary hypertension or recurrent PE at 28 months, in the treatment group, 16%. In the control group, 63%. No patients in either group bled. The contention of the authors was that half-dose TPA is safer than full-dose TPA. I mean, my contention is that there really is no trial showing real complications with full-dose TPA in these patients. These patients are much safer than a stroke thrombolytic case. But maybe this is a way to convince the doubters. Oh, yeah, I know you're so scared to ever give full-dose thrombolytics, but half-dose, don't worry about it at all. My personal belief, I think it's the belief of Jeff Klein as well, is you could just give these guys tenecteplase full dose without a problem. You're not going to have complications. But these folks used a half dose. Now, this trial has been commented upon by some of the doubters out there as, wow, these rates of pulmonary hypertension are so high. We don't see this in any other study. This study is crazy. And my take is that those other studies weren't really looking. They weren't taking this population, and they weren't actually looking as to whether these patients had pulmonary hypertension or not. And I think this study really goes a long way towards pushing us to lyse these PE patients whose blood pressure is stable, but who have signs of right heart failure, as long as they don't have comorbidities or exclusion criteria. Now, these patients got concomitant Lovenox in a majority of cases, or heparin at the same time they were getting the TPA. And I'm going to put in the show notes a PDF from the study author on the actual inclusion, exclusion, dosing, et cetera, et cetera. So check it out. Scott Weingart for an MCRIT Wii, wanting to hear your thoughts on lysis for moderate PEs after reading this initial foray into the Moppet trial. Bye-bye.